Fritzburger and BloodandFaith.com. Happy Friday, April 5th, 2024. There is a massive move on around the world to suspend people's right to have an opinion on things and express them. The United States would call that the First Amendment. I'd like people to get to the idea that it's not an amendment to the Constitution. It's part of the Constitution. It's part of the basic law that governs the United States of America. Nor shall it do make any law abridging the freedom of speech. Now, many states have done so. Federal government has done so. The courts have done that. And they are pushing farther and farther and farther to limit the freedom of speech. You see that in the World Economic Forum. You see that with the Biden administration. You see that with the Justice Department. There's a guy named Doug Mackey, and he had a meme from, I don't know, some election years ago. Literally a meme. I mean, literally it was meme. Literally it was an image that he threw up on some forum on the internet somewhere. And he's facing federal prison time for this. And, of course, they do it under, well, you know, you can have freedom of speech in the United States, but you can't violate the civil rights of others. The United Nations Human Rights Declaration has very similar language. It said, yeah, you get the freedom of religion, but you can't really impose, you can't do things to offend other people. And I am afraid the United States is far, far down that slot. Canada has these laws. England has these laws. Germany has these laws. Can't offend anybody. And excuse me. You can't offend certain people. Now, in the United States, I don't know, 30, 40 of these states, they have laws against anti-Semitism. I think one of the Dakotas just passed one. And basically, they go to the Jews, and they say, hey, Jews, define anti-Semitism. And you can imagine how broad that is. And we want to pass a law to protect you poor victims. You poor victims, you've just been victimized. And we're going to make anti-Semitic speech illegal. And so they've passed these laws, and then they throw a little caveat in there. Nothing can violate, you know, our freedom of speech. Until it does. And that's just it. They do the same thing with gun laws. The Constitution of the United States says we have the right to keep arms and to bear arms. And to bear arms. Not just to keep them, but to bear them. In public, we have the right to keep arms and bear arms. Why? To resist a tyrannical and oppressive government. I mean, that's why it was written. I mean, I got my PhD in history. That's why it was written. It wasn't to go sports shooting. It wasn't to go hunt ducks. It wasn't to do a little target practice. Okay, it was to resist tyranny in the central government. That first thing the British did, they come to America in the 1700s. They want to round up all the arms. That's one of the very, very first battles that happened. Try to march on the armories and seize everybody's arms. Americans said, oh, the hell you are. That's why it's part of the Constitution. Yet you see these people, and it tends to be the same people, say, well, you know, guns are dangerous, so let's outlaw them. Because, you know, it's a threat to your health. And they've got all these kind of reasons why they want to work around the United States Constitution. First Amendment's under full-throated attack. And you're going to see this more and more. And what I'm getting at is if you want to have the right to speak freely, you got to exercise that right. And that's what I do here. That's what I do here at bloodandfaith.com. I exercise my right to speak freely as my conscience dictates. And my conscience says, hey, I got a God. His name is Jesus Christ. I'm very proud of him, extremely proud of Jesus Christ. I'm extremely proud of what he's said. No holds barred, no apologies, no skating around the issue, no hiding from what he said. And I've told you guys 50 bazillion times, what he said was controversial and rough. He's not a nice guy. Keep telling you guys, he's not a nice guy. Oh, and then you hear these talking heads on CNN. Oh, Jesus, he's just a nice guy. It's all about love and forgiveness. Because I was a Sunday school teacher, and so you can't argue with me. This is a very interesting conversation they put on. I wonder when they got the old-time religion to get up there and start talking about what Jesus said and what Jesus meant. Anyway, I'm glad. Let people read the Bible. I put up another video. I added a whole bunch of graphics and memes, either from the scriptures or from the mouths of a certain group of people. even I get tired of saying it and hearing about it, but I am compelled to speak the truth. And I will. Now, my biggest target audience, and I've said this before, is the church. And the church has gone along with the Jews. The Jews have been very open. They say, hey, we got to convince our quote-unquote Christian brothers to either outright abolish certain scriptures, many, many, many of them, 400 by the count of some Jews, or interpret them to mean something completely opposite of what it patently says. Great article, Jerusalem Post, August, I don't know, 5th or 6th, 2019, is the New Testament anti-Semitic. Please look it up. I've linked to it many times. I won't do it again. We've got these Jewish scholars that go through it. Look, it's the New Testament is irredeemably anti-Semitic. It's anti-Jewish. You can't fix this. It's part and parcel of what it is. So we got to convince these people either to delete this section of the Bible or interpret it to mean something else entirely. And they've been extremely successful in doing that. So much so that Christian pastors will come along and say how the Jews are, the modern-day Jews, are somehow God's chosen people. And nothing could be further from the truth. Even if you, all you got to do is take Jesus Christ at face value, literally what he said out of his mouth, John 8:44, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. So this endless push to suspend the Constitution of the United States by American politicians and European Union officials and the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, they're coming after you, church. You just don't know it. You've already submitted. The problem with the church is the church already is already submitted. Church already worships the Antichrist. The church has already submitted to the beast. That's my take on it. You've already backed down. You've already surrendered. Everybody said, well, I wonder, God's going to send revival. I just know he's going to. I've heard that my whole life. I was born a long time ago. Heard that my whole life. God's going to send revival. No, he's not. No, he's not. I'm telling you, he's not. The church is apostate. The church is apostate. Church is literally ashamed of what Jesus Christ has said out of his own mouth. We're not waiting on him. He's waiting on us to repent and say, you know what? Why don't I embrace what Jesus Christ said at face value instead of interpreting it into non-existence? I've spent a lot of time here at Blood and Faith talking about these things. I'm not going to rehash them all. But I know there's great hope and faith that a change of administrations might bring back some semblance of order in America or some semblance of a country that we used to recognize. I hope so too. I hope so enough that I will be voting in this election. I mean, I hope so too, absolutely. There's some great people that I admire. They may not like me, but I admire them. They're doing hard work at that, and I'm you know, go for it. I'm very supportive. Mentioned them a couple times. I'm sure they'd be horrified about some of the things I've said. But let me tell you something. Their momentum has not ceased. The momentum of the Antichrist has not ceased. Has anybody noticed how that Republican guy head of the House, Mike Johnson, he still wants another $60 billion for some war in the Middle East where you got a country run by a Jew and he sends all of his non-Jewish youngsters into the slaughterhouse? He doesn't care about his country. He could care less about his country. He's got the graft. He's got the money. He's killing Gentiles. That's all he cares about. This ain't about human rights or democracies or defending borders. You notice the American border. We're going to defend Ukraine's borders. Their momentum has not slowed down. They're pushing for the abolition of the First Amendment. They won't call it that. But what they'll say, well, you know, you've heard of common sense gun control. Common sense gun control to them means we don't have any guns. That's what common sense gun control is. Common sense limitations on speech means you can't say anything that the Jews oppose. That's what it means to them. That's why you've got all these states passing laws that make anti-Semitism illegal, and they use the definition, the very definition from the Jews. They just take it wholesale. And then they say, well, you know, it's not really going to be enforced because we've got the First Amendment, until it's not. until it's not. I tell people, until judges say, well, yeah, but. I said, well, Fritz, I can't believe that happened. Well, you better wake up, because we got homosexual marriage and nobody voted for that. Some court just, boom, here we go. Same with abortion, by the way. Same with trannies in your local libraries. It was just, there it goes. And again, what's it going to take? People are going to get thrown in jail? How many people are going to get thrown in jail? How many people are willing to go to jail? Not many, but some. And this is where I go back to the church. Church, open up your mouth and say what Jesus Christ said. Stop apologizing. Start repenting for toning down what Jesus Christ said or avoiding the hard things that Jesus Christ said. Y'all want to fight the evil in the world, and the evil's looking you in the face. It's got a name. It's got names, faces. Not hard to figure out when Jesus Christ talks about them. But you don't want to do it, because somebody might call you a dirty name and you might get in trouble. You might lose your job. You might get thrown in jail. You might get killed. I got it. We're entering upon a season of exciting changes where you'll have an opportunity to either cower or stand up. And it's happening very quickly. It's happening very quickly. I don't know what's going to happen with the election at the end of this year, but I got a prediction. My prediction is very simple. If the Republican candidate wins, you're going to see a summer of love times 100. Remember back then we had COVID. You had the COVID this and the COVID that. And then you had all these riots and all these things, Antifa and BLM burning stuff down. Oh, baby, they're just getting started. They're just, that was kindergarten for them. They're just going to get started. If Trump gets back in, buddy, it's going to be burning. And what's shameful is so many churches just bow down and grovel before them. Bow down and grovel before them. You have an opportunity to stand up and be counted. This is the season to stand up and be counted. Fritz Bergen, BloodandFaith.com.